Welcome to Hammer Dad! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tom Diggs.
Hi, baby. Tom.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, what? Tony. Good day, Tony.
Rollsy and Mitter in the back.
What's up, Tom?
How we doing, boys?
Put a bullet in my skull. Oh
my What's wrong, God. Dude?
I can't win.
Take it easy.
Hey, it's just
start of the
beginning
season,
of the year, dude. Beginning of the year.
Year.
You're guessing what these teams are.
That's not true.
You're guessing what these teams are.
That's what's so damn frustrating.
They're only 8 games in.
Yeah. Fucking we'll get right tonight. Yeah. Say the right things. Here we go.
82 game season.
Yeah,
Jesus
long
Christ.
Season. A lot of game left. Yep,
not even
yep,
a tenth. Yep. We're a tenth away through.
Yeah.
Jeez. They came for the coin last night, Tony.
Well, we knew that. We knew that was going to happen. I hit Maxion.
That's good.
I hit Max.
Gumpy hit Maxion.
I'm happy for you guys. You guys are doing well.
Gumpy hit
the World Series.
Hey. Hell of an MLB season, my friend.
Grant, you had hell of an MLB season.
It's a good year. Thank you, MLB. I love betting on MLB, dude.
We both had pretty easily winning MLB seasons.
It's a good year.
Good year for MLB.
It's a good year.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Giants. Thank you, Flexen. I'd like to say thank you, John Means, but I do not think he ended up very good.
But we got off that train.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other pitchers were really...
Chucky ball games.
Chucky ball games. Yep. Both of them.
Oh, Mr. Lynn.
Thank you, Mr.
Lynn.
Thank
you, Lance. Thank you, Lance.
Yes. Thank you, Southside.
I think there were some more.
There's some underdog pitchers.
We should have probably prepared for this. I mean, I could definitely look it up right now.
Flexen. Who else was on Seattle? Seattle had a couple dogs. Oh, what's his name was actually good for a bit too.
Who's that? The last one of these was put out on.
I probably rode Kikuchi a little too far. Some would say.
The first five teams that made the most money.
Yeah. Giants. Mariners.
No.
Really?
Giants. White Sox.
Southside.
Tigers.
Sorry.
Cardinals.
Cards, yep.
Astros. Brewers, then the Mariners, then the Braves.
Wow. Good season. Thank you, baseball.
Blue Jays and Rockies. Sorry.
Padres probably.
Blue Jays are the last team that made money. Padres. Every other team in the league lost money.
Padres got to be like close to last, right?
They were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams made you money
in the whole year
if you bet them first five money line.
Jesus.
All the rest lost you money.
Losers. That was money line though.
Yeah.
It's not talking about the plus halves.
No. It's not talking most profitable pitchers. Fucking Molly.
I find that hard to believe. He faded at the end of the year.
19-6-7 first five.
Jesus.
Casey Mize, 15-10-6, first five.
The Miz.
Carlos Hernandez. Cal Quantrill.
Ah, that's the one I forgot.
Flexen. Willie Peralta.
Willie Peralta was Gausman. Very good. Gausman.
Smiley. 14-6-3.
Jesus.
Logan Gilbert and Alex
Wood. That was the one. That was the other Mariner I was thinking of. Logan Gilbert was
also,
very
we
good.
Have to thank the guys that we faded. Jake Arrieta. Worst first five pitcher in the entire league.
Ever.
4-19-1.
Ever.
Fulton Avich.
Fulty stunk this
Keegan
year.
Keegan Aiken. Colby Allard. Adbert Alzolay, who actually started the year not bad. Sonny Gray.
Sonny. I wrote Sonny a lot. That shows you that's not good.
Jose Urena. Aaron Nola. And Zach Thompson.
Nola's on there?
Yeah. Ugh. Thank you, baseball season.
Good season, baseball.
Hat tip, baseball season.
Hat tip to the Braves. Thank you.
Hat tip to the Braves.
And Carlos Correa, say what you want about him. That guy stood on the front line and actually took the questions about the whole scandal.
Yeah.
And that's the guy the Astros are choosing not to pay. So there's what's wrong with the Astros organization. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you.
Maxion last night. Kent was almost a 20.5-point underdog money line winner. They fumbled at the goal line. Or hey, no. That was Akron. Sorry.
We were not short of some Maction moments last night, my friend. I'll tell you that.
Who was I on? Akron?
Yeah, you're on the Zips.
Akron, they almost won. You were on Eastern. They did win.
Yeah.
As 9.5-point dogs.
That was a great game, by the way.
Mitt was on Miami of Ohio.
Oh, no.
And they lost and fucking sucked.
14-0 and a half. What a second half in that game.
Say goodbye to our undefeated Maction season on Hammered Down.
Thanks a lot, Mitt.
Thanks, Mitt.
There's two games tonight.
Oh, back at it. Come on.
I'll have a pick. I'll take a pick. Line seems kind of fishy. Public's on it as well. I don't care. I got it this morning at 3.5. Give me Northern Illinois plus the 3.5.
The Huskies, huh?
Now, I wish I would have got it when it opened at 6. That would have been awesome. But I think I'm going to have to settle with the 3-6. Northern Illinois, not a terrible season right now.
6-2?
Not a terrible season right now.
Kent State's 4-4?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Smaction, baby.
Why is this line what it is?
Let me make sure there's no like injuries or something.
This thing opened at a 67 total. It's at 71.
Jesus Christ. I think I'm good.
I would lean that way with you, Tony, if I was taking this game.
And the other game, Central.
Yep.
And Western. I'm leaning Central.
So Central, 3-5 ATS, 1-3 ATS on the road. Western, 4-3 and 1 ATS, 3-1 ATS at home.
What's the line right now on that?
9.
Okay.
I took the 9 last night with Eastern Michigan.
See, I think, yeah.
I will take the 9 again with Central Michigan.
I think it should be, my number state should be a 6-point line. So maybe I just, Max and dog parlay tonight. They were barking last night.
If you're going to do it, you might as well tease it then.
I could.
Save yourself.
Nah.
All right.
Yeah. I could. Maybe I... Meh. We'll see.
What do you got, Mitt?
What do you got tonight, Mitt?
I'm thinking it's a get-back game on the Maction. I like Central Michigan plus the 8.5, and I even like a money line, Tony.
Whoa.
Dogs are barking last night. Dogs are barking
this
again.
This is a rivalry match, game, baby. Dude. This is a rivalry game.
Yeah, dude. Central Michigan doesn't fuck around.
Dude. Fuck up my Maction pick, Mitt.
So we're leaning, potentially leaning with the dogs tonight.
Whoa, I get one Maction game wrong, and then I'm the Maction
first one,
bush.
Dude.
What
first
the fuck?
One,
dude.
First one.
Hey. First one. If this goes awry tonight, you might be subbed out on the Maction season.
No. I was Maction All-Star last year. This is bullshit.
There the was fuck? No Maction last year, dude.
Yes, there was. I had Ball State as Mac champs. I know, won dude, a bunch of money on it.
There was like 3 games.
Yeah, well, guess what? I won all of them.
We got Thursday night. We got Thursday night.
Yeah, I was looking at that for college. It's not Maction. It's Georgia
ULL,
State.
Georgia State.
Louisiana Lafayette. I'm not going to touch that one.
No, I don't like ULL. It doesn't feel like they've been the same this year.
I'm not going to touch that one.
We're getting close to the weekend, my friend.
Oh, we are getting very, very close to the weekend.
I would like to possibly backtrack on locking in the Packers.
News of the day. Aaron Rodgers has COVID. He is out. Line went up to 8.5 for about 1 minute, and then it's down to 7.5.
I was hoping that thing was going to get to 10. What if Jordan Love comes out and just deals? If there's a defense you could do it against.
There
are they
is.
Just going to hand the ball off to Jones and...
they could. They absolutely, definitely could.
I mean, I still might take it at 7.5.
So, when I did the numbers... So, that's Aaron being worth a touchdown.
Yeah, so what did it change when Dak was out for Cooper Rush?
3-3, a touchdown, pretty much. Right? Because it went from... Cowboys being -3 yep. to Cowboys being +3.
Yeah.
So similar there.
not most, but like those upper echelon quarterbacks, they're all going to be a touchdown.
How much did the line change last week when Devonta Adams was out?
It went from three and a half to six and a half.
Wow. And then Larry Lizard moved it.
Well, actually,
half.
It was kind of four. It was 4.5 when the news broke. Like two and a half points.
Okay. Because that was a lot. That's a lot for a wideout. Six is a fucking lot of points.
2.5 is a lot for a wideout.
Yeah.
And then the line moved one more half when Lazard was out. I had it, surprisingly, I was very shocked. Like when I did my stuff, I had the game as a pick 'em, which is kind of where the line was at to start. So I don't know what I'm going to do here, pal.
Can you not plug in?
I don't have the numbers.
Jordan Love, Utah State stats.
I could. I probably.
Or preseason?
No, I don't have that.
I mean, the Chiefs are your team, dude. What's that?
Chiefs are your team.
My team.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
You take them every week.
What's that?
You did say that. Yeah, you were on them every week.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you're off them now.
Yeah, I've already locked in the Packers.
Thought you said you want off that.
Yeah, I'm not taking the Chiefs, though. Okay. Like, if I had to bet that game, I would still take the Packers.
Tell you what, there's some games that I'm looking at that I do not like.
I don't know how the Chargers are -1.5 in Philly.
See, like, I'm looking at taking the Eagles.
Yeah, that's...
I'm looking at taking the Vikings again, which I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do it.
I fucking dare you.
I put in, spit out the Vikings, the Panthers against the Pats.
The Panthers?
Yeah. At home against the Pats. Giants against the Raiders and the Eagles. Which I don't like any of those.
No, I would be on the opposite side, my friend.
The play of the week would have been the Saints, but Jameson's out.
What's the spread there?
6, I think.
I ain't betting on Simeon. I'm sorry.
No. Chuck Pagano said it on the Pat Show today. Like, these backup quarterbacks take these teams by surprise, but you get a game or two of fucking tape on them. Simeon, and the league has a game or two of tape on Simeon.
What are you going to do tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow night?
Thursday night football.
The number's spot on, my friend.
Mike White, baby.
10.5. Maybe the old. Ooh, nope, not going to do that.
That's what I was thinking.
45.5 seems to be low.
Yeah, but Colts defense could dominate.
Could.
I mean, I'll do
this. Have they dominated this year, though?
They have not. Like, against bad teams, yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to pull up
Look at what they did against the Texans.
I'll pull up their schedule. They gave up 28 to Seattle, 27 to the Rams, 25 to the Titans. 17 to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
31 to the Ravens. 3 to the Texans.
There you go.
18 to the Niners. And then 34 last week. Yeah, the Jets are not an offensive juggernaut. They were last week. But do you trust them to?
This feels like that game when the Jets beat the Raiders last year, right?
Jets beat the Raiders last year.
You know zero blitz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of what this feels like.
When the Raiders beat the Jets last year.
Oh, the Raiders did beat the Jets. I forgot it ended like that. Yeah, I mean, 10.5 is a lot, but I feel like...
Colts defense definitely has the advantage here.
Yeah. But, like, the Bengals defense hadn't been bad this year.
No. That was a complete...
anomaly?
Letdown. If I'm doing anything here... You know what? I'll probably try to play one of those parlays where I get the Colts at like 6.5 and the under 47 something.
There you go.
Something like that.
There you go.
There's some. There are some very very interesting NFL lines, like the Browns and Bengals. 2.5. It hasn't fucking budged, dude.
No.
Let me see. Let's go through where the money's at. That's always fun.
I would lean Bengals there for no reason, really.
Jets are getting 60% of the bets.
Yeah.
So, tells you where I'm probably going to... makes me want to go. Saints are getting 61% of the bets, but Falcons are getting 75% of the money. Both of those first two games are like that. Colts are getting 80% of the money, but only 40% of the bets. Raiders are getting 80-80. Pats are getting 80-80.
Jesus.
Ravens are getting 80-80. Bengals are getting 70% of the bets, but only 50% of the money. So the public has not been scared off of the Bengals after the Jets game. They just figure it's a fluke game, but they are definitely down on the Browns.
Yeah.
Now.
What about Niners, okay. Cardinals?
Nick. Rodzi. Nick.
Tony.
I need to consult. Is the OBJ drama, is that a drama game? Is that a scandal game?
There's no scandal.
Certainly not a scandal.
No.
Not a scandal.
It's not getting pooped on again.
It's not getting pooped on.
Whoa. We're not even going to dive into poop games.
It's a drama game. I don't like to bet on the team with the drama.
But is it a play for your quarterback game?
Do they like the quarterback?
I bet it's split.
Split.
I bet this is a situation where some people are going to back Baker.
I don't like the split locker room.
Some people are going
to back OBJ. I'm always betting against a split locker room.
It's got to be the Bengals.
Now Stefanski's got to deal with it too.
Yeah.
Is he going to be sharp with his play calling duties, which have come under fire here from Browns fans lately, I've seen on the internet?
I got the game as a 2.5.
I mean, the model.
Sit right up.
Bengals bounce back.
Doubt in. Yeah, I mean, that's the way I would lean, I think. Plus, they normally have pretty good run defense. That's an interesting one.
What's Gab Goody say?
Bills are 90%.
She's breaking down where she believes OBJ should sign if he's released.
Bills are 90% of the bets and 95% of the money.
What's that?
Bills are 90% of the bets and 95% of the money.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to think. I mean, I've been on this drum since the start of the year. I think the Bills peaked last year.
You want to take the 14.5 for the Jags?
Absolutely not. But I don't think anybody in the AFC is that great.
Texans Dolphins split 50-50.
Still 6.5?
Yep.
I mean, if the Dolphins don't win this one, fucking, that could be it.
Cowboys are getting 60-60 on the against the Broncos. It's up to 10, I think.
10?
Yeah. It's a lot of points.
The Broncos started 3-0 not too long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. About
good times.
Oh, 5 weeks ago.
It's good times.
Chargers are getting 75-80. Packers, well, this was before, so don't worry about that. Cards are getting 60-60 against the Niners.
See, I like the Niners there. I liked it at 2.5, and I would still take it at 1.5. I think feels like the Niners are.
I have that as a pick 'em.
It's the model.
And then the Rams are getting 77% of the tickets, 95% of the money.
What if Peterson just comes in and fucking. About to see what Tannehill's got, my friend.
If it was any other running back, I'd say don't worry about it.
He could go off.
But like Derrick Henry is. How much time, how many carries is the AP going to get? 5?
Peterson?
Yeah.
I'd say get 10 to 15.
You think so?
What else are they going to do? You cannot fucking let Tannehill try and win the ball game on his own. I've seen it. It does not work. And I know everybody wants to fucking say Tannehill's very good. We're about to find out what Tannehill is without Derrick Henry and without the play action.
We are absolutely like, about to find out.
Welcome to the world.
I'm with you guys if it means anything, if it was any other running back. But AP is a freak.
Yeah.
I don't care how old he is.
He could go off. He very well could.
And they may only get
one. Oh, no, I meant like if it was any other team in the league that lost a running back, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you're thinking about it wrong. If it was any other running back, that man is.
Like Derrick Henry is like losing a quarterback.
Built in a lab.
Yeah.
By the way, tonight, the public's on both dogs as well.
Jesus.
Which we don't love here.
I mean, It's the Maxion. Throw it all in the fucking.
Was it
trash.
The home teams that covered two last night?
No. No, because Eastern Michigan was a dog, was on the road.
Miami was home.
And the Zips were home.
The Zips were home. Thursday night, the Raging Cajuns are getting 90% of tickets and 99% of the money.
No, thank you.
We'll roll through some of these. Virginia Tech's getting the majority against BC. BC's looked like shit recently. Utah's getting the majority against Stanford. Stanford's looked pretty good. Where's the big games? Pitt's getting a bunch of money. Georgia, you see that line? You want to take Missouri at 38.5?
No. I don't touch those games either way.
Here's the one that I... Talk me out of this, please. Nebraska plus 15.5 against Ohio State.
You want to take Nebraska?
Blake Martinez.
So you two are against me taking Nebraska.
You want a reason to talk you out of it. Blake Martinez. I mean, fuck, he stinks.
I'm going to need more than that.
I don't know. You went against Ohio State last week. It worked out.
Penn State's a better football team than
Nebraska.
Ohio State's getting 90% of the tickets and 93% of the money. So, there's that one. Hey, did you see you got a 7-year extension today?
Snake oil.
Oh, yeah. It's back, baby.
Would you like to wager that he does not make it 7 years?
You don't think so?
PJ?
Yeah. He loves it up there, dude.
Yeah, how did he have to pay to bring Row the Boat with him from his last
school? I don't know.
I was wondering about that. Where was he at before?
Central Michigan?
Yeah. Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. So he had all their gear, was Row the Boat as well.
Yeah.
Did he just steal that?
I don't know. He came up with it.
Oh, so it's his?
Yes.
So it goes with him?
It must. Yeah, he started Row the Boat. That wasn't like a West, like the Broncos weren't normally known for rowing the boat.
Feels like if you do something like that, it sticks with the school, though. Unless you're selling like the real good snake oil.
Here's a game that I was looking at. Ole Miss opened as 13 or 14. They're down to 10 against Liberty, these could be the top two quarterbacks taken in the draft.
This Ole Miss team fucks me every time. Every time.
Is Matt Corral playing?
Yeah, he's questionable, but it looks like he's going to go.
Fucking Auburn?
Auburn will fucking get you at home.
If they had Gussie Falzone the third still, they'd be
down on the plains. Auburn will get you down on the plains.
Yeah. How is Gussie?
He's not doing great.
Oh, no.
UCF stinks.
Oh, no.
UCF stinks.
Lombardi's probably happy about that.
Wake is a dog. The number 9, number 8 team in the country is a dog to UNC. Here's where I take Wake and UNC fucks me.
What's Wake at 2.5?
3.
3?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's one I can live with. You know, if UNC shows up and has a game, Wake Forest has been very good.
Let me scroll through here. Auburn, Texas A&M. Auburn's a dog against Texas A&M.
I like Auburn there.
Okay. Oklahoma State is 3.5-point favorite in Morgantown. I don't like betting against the Mountaineers in Morgantown.
Rutgers up to 13.5.
Here's a trap line for you, if I've ever seen one. Michigan State's -3 against Purdue.
Nah, I'm fucking all over that.
That's a stinky line, my friend.
Yeah, but
that's a
so was last week. The Michigan State was one of those games that it felt wrong.
True, but at least they were home fucking pups.
I might just take that one money line. Just wipe it out.
I'm looking at Baylor against TCU. I was touchdown. Thinking
the same. Is it up to Dave's. 7?
No, 6.5.
Yeah, I like them. I like Baylor.
I'm going to take Alabama -28.5 versus LSU.
See, I was looking at LSU, but they stink on the road. So
you turned on the hype boys, Mitt.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate Alabama as much as the next guy, but I mean, fuck, they're gonna win this game. You might as well make money off them.
I kind of like Florida State at home as 3-point dogs to NC State.
What do we think about Tennessee, Kentucky?
Okay, I think I'm gonna be on Big Blue again.
You're going down with the ship.
I think Kentucky's gonna be on
Big good Blue. At home. They smash.
They are Florida. Great at home. That's why. Tennessee's coming off a bye.
I'm going to fucking bet Louisville again for some reason.
So I also was looking at Arkansas -5 at home against Mississippi State, but they are getting all, they're getting 90% of the, Mississippi State's getting all the money and all the bets.
Tony, what's the model say about Nevada over San Jose State?
Okay, let me look at it. What time is that game at?
That game is at, 10 p.m.
Nevada, San Jose State. I got, Nevada should be 9-point favorites. What's the line?
It's 10.5. I was leaning Nevada. I don't know. It is juice to San Jose State. It'll probably go to 10.
San Jose State cannot score.
Yep. See?
Nevada can.
Texas +6.5. I love. Pole assassin game.
Give me a second. Who are they playing?
They're at Iowa State. Iowa State hasn't done a damn thing.
Yeah.
Fucking boys will be rallied around the pole assassin.
Where else? What else? Let me scroll down. Yeah, Alabama's getting 56% of those tickets, 90% of the money mint. The Beavs are getting 60% of the tickets, 80% of the money against Colorado.
10.5 feels like a lot.
Tennessee's getting all of the money against Kentucky, by the way. Texas is split with Iowa State, but Texas is getting 70% of the money. Oh, here's one. +4.5 that I think I'm going to take.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Cardinals?
Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I fucking Clemson, dude.
Like, I don't know if I count last week as a cover or not, or push or whatever you got it at.
Louisville was up that game on the Wolfpack, and then it just went to shit.
Oregon is getting 95% of the tickets and 95% of the money against Washington. By the way, in that Nevada game, Nevada's getting 85% of the tickets and 97% of the money.
Fuck. Everything I like, the public's on. This is bullshit.
That's not normally you.
I know. This is just, fuck.
That's not normally you, kid.
Don't worry about
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, man, I've been cold betting like football. This sucks.
It's all right, dude.
I can't hit a fucking parlay to save my life. Can't hit a fucking football bet. Fuck. Fucking Maction. God.
Tell me about it.
Hey, Central Michigan better fucking pull through tonight. Let's go Chippewas or what are they called?
Yeah.
Chippewa. Fucking PSG just went down.
Alma mater to Antonio Brown, dude.
I'm getting smacked in Champions
JJ
League.
Watt,
are you?
I mean, why are we not starting Ibra in the Champions League, AC Milan?
That's a great question.
They tied 1-1. PSG's down 1-0 early. They'll come back.
Fucking great question.
Hey, they'll come back.
All right, so that's where the money is and shit in football this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow with more same game parlay, more football, more football. tonight.
Oh, Tony.
What?
Tony, I thought you were ending the show really quick.
Not.
Oh, my bad. Keep going.
Jesus.
Sounded like you got something for the NBA tonight you want to talk about.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, man. Okay. Let's just go. What do you got?
A lot of games tonight, pal.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I absolutely love Atlanta -4.5. I love the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Atlanta's +4.5.
Sorry, that's what I meant. And the Cleveland Cavaliers +5.5. Portland Trailblazers.
They're +6 now, dude.
Who'd you say?
They're +6 now.
Oh, okay. Well, I like them even more. The Portland Trailblazers have been bad this year. I saw Jared Allen absolutely ball against the Lakers. Cavs have a decent team. They got some young players that are starting to play pretty fucking good. So I'm all over the Cavs. The Bulls at the Philadelphia 76ers. And the Sacramento Kings. New Orleans going to Sacramento. Give me the Sacramento Kings -4.5.
I knew you were going to the Bulls.
Penalty, RB Leipzig. Jesus Christ. It's a bloodbath.
It's all right, pal.
It's a bloodbath.
It's all right,
fuck!
How has NBA been going for you, Mitt?
Actually, really good. Like, the Bulls have been covering, the Knicks have been covering, the Hawks. Yeah, the Heat have been covering. I haven't been taking them for some reason.
What about Zach LaVine, Kevin Durant, and Julius Randle to each score 20 points?
Ooh,
that's a hype boy. That's a hype boy fucking special.
Hype boy.
Even though would you like to see an even more hype boy special? Steph Curry and LaMelo Ball to make 10 combined threes.
I took that right when I woke up and saw it. I
knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Mitt might have put that boost in.
There's a PGA Tour boost? PGA Tour back?
You got Tour?
Do I need to call a cup maker?
We might be all right. Until next week, at least.
Okay. Ooh. All right. This is going to do well. This is going to get us into our next one. There's a cross sport boost. The Colorado Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets both to win.
Oh.
Plus 250.
Fuck. Did Mitt put the fucking boost together today? What the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Denver's hammer that.
Denver's boy.
Denver's at Memphis.
Denver's boy.
Sammy Adams.
Avalanche are... What are the Avalanche doing? They're at home against your beloved Blue Jackets.
Against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I'm not going to do it this time. I'm not picking against the Blue Jackets. I picked against them twice. They burned me twice.
Yeah, but...
The Avs are very banged up. Cale Makar, their best defenseman and best player outside of Nathan MacKinnon, is not playing. Mika Rantanen is not playing. They're starting a guy in goal who sounds made up.
Patty Wall?
Jonas Johansson.
Jonas Johnson.
Dude, Jonas Johnson.
Who's their third-string goaltender.
Jonas Johnson.
No, but the only thing I heard right there is that Nathan MacKinnon's playing. Throw him hat trick.
They are. I was gonna stay away from it.
Okay,
but it's not the slam dunk win it should be for Colorado if everybody
here. The last two times that you bet on Columbus, they were both death games or bet against Columbus, right?
Well, yeah, the one wasn't supposed to be, but it was. Stars fans made it that way. Yeah.
You would think the Avs fans aren't gonna do that.
You would think.
No, I wouldn't be so sure.
What else are we looking at tonight, Nick?
Oh, we got a save. What a legend.
The Oilers are playing the Predators. The Predators beat the Flames last night, so they've now won four in a row, but they did play last night. The Oilers are coming off rest. I'm going to go with the Oilers in that game. The Chicago Blackhawks finally got a win. They're now 1-7-2 on the year.
It's pretty good.
They're playing the Carolina Hurricanes, who have not lost.
$1.50 faves, that's it?
Yeah. That's so Carolina sketchy on the road, but $1.50 faves at Chicago still scares the hell out of me.
Should.
But I'm going to do it with Carolina.
Okay.
I've got absolutely no confidence in any of this.
There's no reason Carolina should be that short.
You know what? I am going to take the Blue Jackets, and I'm going to take the +1.5 at -1.
Wow.
And the St. Louis Blues on the road.
Wow.
Again, $1.50 at L.A.
What's the game for That's Hockey Talk tonight?
It's weird timing. I don't know if we're really going to get any of them, Powell, because we're going live at 8. Carolina-Chicago's at 8:40. Nashville-Edmonton's at 8:40. Columbus and Colorado's at 9:10, and then St. Louis-L.A.'s at 10.
What about...
It's going to have to be a 3.5
What about Lightning and Leafs at 7 tomorrow?
That's
tomorrow.
Jesus.
That's tomorrow.
Follow the product.
But there is a... FanDuel does have featured parlay here.
I see it.
In the NHL section.
I see it.
And it's basically all the favorites to win. Oilers, Hurricanes, Avalanche, and Blues to win. If you bet that, that is a $10 to win 50.
Plus 500.
Yep, plus 500.
Parlay insurance is up there, too.
Colorado heavy favorites to win the cup right now.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't really got rolling yet because of injuries and COVID.
Plus 500.
And then, there's a couple Florida teams in the East.
Yeah, Tampa Bay at plus 850.
What about, is Coach Q?
Coach Q is done. He resigned. Gumpy, what are your thoughts on the slate tonight? You got any thoughts? Just
glancing
over.
Yeah, why don't you speak your mind, dude?
Because I'm swimming for my life.
I mean, my NHL prowess has... let's see here.
Speak your mind, dude.
Shut up, Tony.
You're on Hockey Talk, but you're not talking hockey.
You took the Canes?
I took the Canes. The Canes are also 7-1 to the puck line and 3-0 on the road. So they've been lighting it up.
We take the LA Blues?
you combined the two teams playing?
The LA Blues?
I'm taking St. Louis.
Yeah. Against the Kings, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not touching Jackets Avs. I'm not touching... what's Oilers to win in 60 minutes? Let's see.
Let's look at the Oilers 60-minute line.
You guys have any idea what Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy is?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
SNL.
Okay. The guy in the chat asked me if I've ever seen it. I have not.
What are you looking for? Oilers 60-minute line is minus 135.
There we go. Oilers in 60. That's the one.
Oh.
That's Nelly, the one.
Nelly, good question. Any Breeders' Cup info over the next 2 days? I don't know if it's on this show, but I believe there will be out of this show.
Oh.
Others.
I think TV, yeah.
We might have some Breeders' Cup info.
That guy always has winners, too.
TVG Mike.
Mm-hmm. Never misses.
Whoa. Chat's being rude.
Oh, Liverpool. The lads are up. Come on, boys.
Skiddly Bob says Tennessee might beat Kentucky by 30. Oh, there's...
And have you watched Kentucky at home, Tiddlywink? Was that not his name?
Skiddly Bob.
Oh, someone said Tiddlywink.
I don't know if...
Has Fernando Torres aging backwards?
Has Tennessee by 30. That'd be a big win.
If we knock off Atletico here, this is huge.
Have you started diving into college basketball? Like, who's ranked and stuff like that, or just...
No, I just...
Okay.
College basketball is one of those ones I let speak to me. I look at the board, I look at the points, and I fucking...
Mitt, are you going to bet college basketball this year?
Fuck college basketball, dude.
Fuck.
I don't bet college basketball.
Yeah, you're a fucking stooge, dude.
Yeah, you bet a bunch of fucking unders. What are they, like 45 and a half?
No, they're not, dude.
Take it easy, man.
64, dude.
Jeez.
Well, no, because the games aren't 30-30, but you will see a 120 total.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, what?
Europa League tomorrow.
Oh, footy tomorrow.
Yeah, way too many picks here, but
let's do it.
You know, Europa, you got to take advantage of some of these. I feel like there's some good lines here. Fenerbahce,
okay.
Draw no bet versus Antwerp.
Okay.
Both teams have no wins in Europa League. I like Fenerbahce with the old Mesut Ozil on the squad.
Fenerbahce.
Draw no bet. Celtic, draw no bet versus Ferencváros. Celtic beat them 2-0 at home. Ferencváros has 3 straight losses.
Okay.
Monaco, draw no bet versus PSV. They beat PSV last time 2-1 and haven't lost in Europa League yet. Frankfurt, draw no bet versus Olympiacos. This is plus money. Frankfurt's won 2 straight in Europa. They beat Olympiacos 3-1 at home. West Ham, 3-0 in Europa over Genk, money line.
Okay.
Genk has 2 straight losses in Europa.
Okay.
And Galatasaray, money line over Lokomotiv. 2 wins and a draw for Galatasaray in Europa League, and Lokomotiv, 2 losses and a draw.
Awesome.
That's the Europa, baby.
Okay, so I just saw some news.
What do you got?
I thought I saw that Taysom Hill got some reps today. If he starts at quarterback,
you're taking the Saints?
No, I'm asking you, like, does that... I think I'd rather have Taysom than Trevor Siemian.
Absolutely. Because did Taysom have Kamara last year with him?
Yes. Remember, and Kamara's like didn't catch any balls because of Taysom.
Taysom's a bull in a china shop.
He is a bull in a china shop.
Is that the same?
Bull in a china shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Saints should have got Cam Newton.
Maybe.
I think so. Why wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Because Sean Payton just continues to win with whoever's playing quarterback.
Yeah, but if you watch, you're not going to win with Trevor Siemian. The guy fucking threw 3 straight balls at a guy's foot.
Well, Cam's also very good at doing that.
Cam can also move.
Can he?
Yeah. We're halfway through a season.
He doesn't got to do the whole system.
Siemian does what he's told. It's what we were told today.
Sean likes that.
Hey, do what you're told, kid.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. The Saints aren't going anywhere.
You don't like the Saints, huh?
What's that?
What?
I don't like the Saints.
As an organization.
Saints and the Bills are on Gumpy's list.
The Saints just are, they won their Super Bowl, and you're not going to get back.
Is it because Drew went to the Saints when he was supposed to go to the Dolphins?
No, that was our decision.
So you're mad at the Dolphins for that?
I'm mad at the Dolphins for a lot of things. I just don't think, I don't get, like, the Saints are good, yes. But are they, what's that going to get them? Where are they going to go in the playoffs?
There's a lot of teams like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I root for one of them.
Yeah, but you're realistic about it.
Yeah, I am.
Saints fans think they're going to go to the Super Bowl with Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill.
They're not.
That's all I'm trying to
hey,
say.
Hey, they're not.
That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying. That's just all I'm trying to say.
All right. Tomorrow we're back. Thursday Night Football. Same game parlay Thursday.
PSG. Fucking Genie Wijnaldum. Liverpool legend, of course.
So are things turning around for you?
Yeah, 1-1 right now. And let's Liverpool's go. Up.
Okay.
It was always Genie.
Now we go.
It was always Genie.
All right.
Always Genie.
Always Genie. Let me see if anyone else in the chat's anything.
Let's get a question. Oh, Sadio Mane, 2-0 Liverpool.
Thoughts? Thoughts on...
Oh, Mane. Do, 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 do,
do. One question from the chat, Tone.
One question from the chat.
One question Wednesday. Here we go.
One question Wednesday. There was a question about a game, but...
What is it?
Notre Dame and Navy.
Next question.
I got nothing from her. Let's see here. David Huser, tease and peace. He unexpectedly lost his pops on Sunday. So
tease and peace, Huser.
Tease and peace.
Thank you, Huser.
Sucks, Dave. Anyone use? Nope. Tone, check your DMs on Insta and hammer done. I don't. Be honest, if you've DM'd me on Instagram, I haven't opened those for 2.5 years. I apologize for that.
Can we not get a question here, people?
I just never go on Instagram. Tone is sauced already.
Astros versus Braves game.
I'm not drinking today. Are we hammering the over? I'm not taking any totals on Max in the night. You, pal?
No, thank you.
Oh, UTSA versus UTEP.
Yeah, UTSA. Come on. Minus 10.
It's a big spread.
UTSA is a wagon, dude.
I know. Been on the Roadrunners all year. UTEP's playing very good football this year. 11.5 is a lot of points, pal.
Not with the UTSA going.
Rivalry game.
This Francisco says, why is this hammered down, but you don't hammer down, Tony?
What does that mean?
I just thought that's what Francisco said.
She did it. Just did it, dude. Why not change the sidebar? Shit, we do. Baseball's over, Mitt. We got to change the sidebar. Oh, shit.
No, we still talked to MLB. We did. We said thank yous.
Thank you, MLB.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't changed it.
Way to leave it up there, Mitt. You're smart. Change that to NBA.
I'd say hockey needs to be on there, but fuck, I can't win.
No, it's a sport that we talk about. We need to add it. So maybe we do football. NBA, football, basketball.
Can we get scandals on there?
Why'd you take footy off, dude? What
the fuck?
Well, dude, I don't even think I made it.
Football, basketball, hockey, footy.
Scandal.
Take the boost off. Get out. We'll talk about it.
Scandal on.
What? What are you just want to talk about a scandal every episode?
I mean, every game, every day there's a scandal game, it feels like.
That's true. We'll go through all the different types of games tomorrow and how we're betting them. Mitt, we're going to change that.
Yeah.
Also, hopefully the ticker works tomorrow.
It is working on YouTube.
Oh, sweet.
Just not on our screen.
Hey, it's a good-looking ticker, dude.
It is good.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans plus 7.5 at L.A. Rams.
Tennessee Titans plus 7.5 at L.A. Rams. Probably stay away from that one.
Yeah. Feels like it doesn't.
Probably
it?
Stay away from that one.
I mean, lead Rams.
But. Stafford didn't practice today. He's got a back injury. Classic Stafford.
Classic Stafford.
Classic Stafford. We can't thank you guys enough. We love you. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Oh. Baker's not happy about the video that came out.
Yeah, he asked for an apology.
Fucking better apologize to me.
I never do. I never do over under on footy.
Nah,
I don't do it.
Nah. You don't do totals on anything.
No, I'm not a big totals guy. A lot of people do both teams to score in footy, which isn't a bad bet.
Oh, Baker shaved.
He's rattled.
Give me the Bengals.
He's rattled.
Can't thank you guys enough. We'll see you tomorrow. Same game, risk-free, same game parlay, Thursday night football. Tomorrow.
It's the one.
It's the one.
It's the fucking one.
It's the one.
The council.
It's the one.
We'll have one.
What?
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 Good luck.
Gobbins.
Hammer.
Down.
What?